Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Davenport is moving closer to taking over its animal control and sheltering services. The city council this week took up a measure that would phase out contracting with the Humane Society of Scott County, which has provided the services for decades. Assistant City Administrator Tegan Trees told the council the proposal would hire the Humane Society on a month-to-month basis starting in July.
The agreement before you will provide control services through June of next year and sheltering services through June of 2029. That means that the city has up to a year to stand up internal animal control and up to 3 years to design and build the facility on Pine Street.
The city is looking to buy 3 properties in North Davenport for about $1 million to set up its own animal shelter facilities. The city council is set to vote on the land sale and the month-to-month contract with the Humane Society next week. Among the final bills Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed this week while still in office is a measure mandating immigration status checks for public workers, voters, and professional licensees. Iowa Public Radio's Steph Conquest Ware reports.
All state and local government entities, including schools, will soon use E-Verify to check the immigration status of new hires. The new law also requires professional licensure applicants and potential voters to verify their immigration status through the SAFE program. Elena Casillas-Hoffman is a communications specialist with the Iowa Migrant Movement for Justice. She says the bill passes at a time when immigrants are already feeling scared to go to work, school, and church.
It really pushes people away from seeking employment, and quite frankly, it pushes people away from the state as a whole.
Supporters argue it will secure elections and jobs for U.S. citizens. The law goes into effect July 1st. I'm Steph Conquest Ware, IPR News.
Iowa farmers and pork producers are urging the U.S. to renew a massive trade agreement with its neighbors in the coming weeks. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which went into effect in 2020, includes a mandatory review this July. Bob Hemisoth grows corn and raises hogs in northeast Iowa. He moderated a Farmers for Free Trade panel in Des Moines earlier this week.
At a time when global competition is intensifying and market access is more critical than ever, the USMCA agreement remains a cornerstone of North America, agriculture, trade, and just economic impact overall. For Iowa, that impact is tangible.
Trade leaders from Canada and Mexico earlier this week said they'd like to renew the USMCA through 2042. If the U.S. opts out, the trade agreement will sunset in 2036. More Illinois officials are meeting with Pope Leo XIV. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports the state treasurer this week returned some unclaimed cash to the pontiff.
Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerix oversees the state's unclaimed assets program and met the Pope Wednesday. Frerix presented Leo with an iCash claim for $8.65 from his own abandoned PayPal account.
I said, "That's I'm the Illinois State Treasurer. You're familiar with the parable of the woman with 10 coins, who having lost one of them, lit a lamp and searched till she found them, and then rejoiced. And I said, you've traveled the world, you have also lost some coins in Illinois."
The Pope lit up and then recounted how his bank didn't believe his identity on a different issue.
They hung up on me on the phone.
Mayor Brandon Johnson met the Pope last week. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The city of Davenport is looking for a new leader to oversee its Parks and Recreation Department. Director Chad Dyson announced this week he's stepping down to take another parks job in southern Georgia. Dyson has overseen operations and maintenance for Davenport's 3,600 park acres and facilities since 2018. The city will launch a nationwide search for Dyson's replacement. Davenport's Senior Administrative Services Manager Becca Niles will serve as interim parks director starting next Thursday. And this is WVIK News.